The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Before we start the shiur today, I want to dedicate today's shiur Le'ilui Nishmosoi. Or Le'ilui Nishmosoi of two very, very special and precious people. Each of them was so close to my heart. So today's shiur is dedicated Le'ilui Nishmosoi shel Harav HaChosed Reb Yankev Doiv Ben Harav Reb Yisrael. My wonderful and precious mechutin, Reb Yankev Rosenboim, who was a great machanach, the founder of the biggest girls' school in Muncie, an unbelievable person, Talmud Chochem, a tzaddik, and a very dear friend. And Chamishos HaBishvat is his very first yahrzeit. He should be a melech yosher for the entire family. Shenuach b'sholam ha'meshkova, and his tremendous chusim should be a merit to his children, to his family, and his many friends, and for Klal Yisrael. And I also dedicate today's shiur Le'ilui Nishmos of my mother-in-law, my late wife's mother, Harabonis Hatzadekes Leah Bas Harav Eliyahu. She was a real Eishes Chayil. Standing together with my shver, my father-in-law was the chief rabbi in Akko. He was one of the earliest Talmidim of the great Kloisenberger Rebbe in the days of Kloisenberg, before the Holocaust. He was a great Talmud Chochem and a great tzaddik. And she was his partner, an Eishes Chayil. And she was a great tzaddikus. And today is her yahrzeit. So the Torah we learn today should be Le'ilui Nishmosa, and they should be Melitza Yosham on the families and for Klal Yisrael. So today's shiur really has very little halachic implications, but it's a fascinating sugi anyway. And in this week's parsha, besides Shir HaSayam, which is the central sugi, we will not deal today with Shir HaSayam, but rather with Bemoro Nitztavu ala Shabbos. And the reason I speak about this sugya is because just a week ago, one of my unbelievable granddaughters, a 10-year-old, asked me a kasha, an amazing girl, and I won't mention her name, Mishum Eina Bisha. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu blessed me with such an unbelievable family, my children and grandchildren. Beli Ayin Hora, the Elida Ime Kavosam Teleid. We should all know Nachas and Simcha. So my 10-year-old granddaughter asked me an amazing question. And I was taken aback that I never thought of it. In Aseres Adibris, we have the mitzvah of Shabbos. Zocher es Yom Shabbos Lekadshoi. Shomer es Yom Shabbos Lekadshoi. But how do we know what are the Lamedes Melachos from the Mishkan? But they didn't have the mitzvah of Asiyas HaMishkan until Parshas Truma, and on Parshas Yisrael we already have Shabbos. So how did they know what are the Lamedes Melachos, and how could we keep Shabbos without knowing the Lamedes Melachos? What a question for a 10-year-old child. So we will address the question, but before answering this question, I want to magnify it and intensify it. So in this week's parsha, Vayitzak al Hashem v'yorei Hashem eitz, when the water was bitter, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows Moshe a piece of wood, v'yash leich al ha'mayim v'yimtuk ha'mayim, sham sam leich hoiku mishpot v'sham nisohu. Rashi on the spot writes, sham sam loim, b'mora nosna lehem mikzas parsha shal torish yis asku behem Shabbos poradim v'dinim. And that's a Gemara three times in Shas. Shabbos pei zayin amid beis, and heder en nun zayin amid beis, and hori es ches amid beis. B'moro nitztavo ala Shabbos. And that was way before Matan Torah. So once again, how did they know which are the lamedes malachos? But it is not only the question, how did they know which are the lamedes malachos? Some Achronim asked the question, Nochri Sheshavas Chayev Misa. It was before Mamad Har Sinai. Adayin lo nechnesu lebris. A non-Jew is prohibited from keeping Shabbos. So how is it possible b'moron etzdavu ala Shabbos? Nochri Sheshavas Chayev Misa. We will examine different approaches dealing with this question. Some Achronim. Chasam Soifer Shabbos Peizayinu Medbeis quotes Nachlas Yankov. Before them, the Mizrochi, Rabbeinu Elio Mizrochi Ala Toiro, in this parsha, they say that in Mora, they weren't commanded on Shmiras Shabbos, but rather, Nosan Lohem Mikzas Parshia Shiit Askubehem. They should start learning. It'll take them time to master Hilchas Shabbos. So in Mora, they were just given Shabbos Shiyas Asku Behem, just to learn, just to study. Lecha Oire, the earliest source to this approach would be the Or Zeruah. In his introduction to Hilchas Shabbos, the Or Zeruah asks a slightly different question. In Sanhedrin Daf Nun Tes, we learn, Kol Mitzvah Shenitna B'nei Noach, V'nishneso B'Sinai Lezeh V'Lezeh Nitno. Some mitzvahs were given to Bnei Noach, like Avodah Zorah, Shvichas Domin, V'nishnu B'Sinai, Lezeh V'Lezeh Nitno. Bnei Noach and the Jewish people are mechuyev in these mitzvahs. So the Ozer who asks, in B'Shabbos, in B'Moron, it's Tavo, ala Shabbos, that was before Matan Torah. And then, in Aseres HaDibris, by Matan Torah, we once again have the mitzvah of Shabbos, then Goyim should be included in this mitzvah. And the din is to the contrary. Nochri Sheshavas Chayev Misa. So the Or Zeruah writes, Bemora Nitzav Al Shabbos L'Simona Ba'alma. And it is unclear, what does he mean, L'Simona Ba'alma? L'Cha'oira, what he means to say, it was not mamish a chiyuv of Shmiras Shabbos. If not, then what was it? In my opinion, regarding the kasha of the Or Zeruah, I think the answer would be a very simple one. The mitzvahs that they got in Mora were not in the status of Bnei Noach. It was in the status of Bnei Yisroel, not in the status of Bnei Noach. True, they were not full-fledged Jews yet, but after all, HaKadosh Baruch Hu bochor bonu mekol ha'amim, and that happened by Yetzias Mitzrayim. He chose us amongst all the people. They were already after Mila. They were after Akruvis Korban Pesach. They had the mitzvah of Chodesh Hazeh, Lochem Rosh Chodeshim, Lochem. So they had a very unique and special status. They weren't entirely Yisroel till Mamad Har Sinai. But that has nothing to do with the Gemara called Mitzvah Shenitno Lebnei Noach V'Nishneso B'Sinai. And what I say right now is a toisus in Hori Yisches Omud Beis. Asora Mitzvahs Nitztavo B'Moran. The Gemara deals with the question, how about Mila and Shvichas Domim? So toisus asks, no, that's actually a toisus question. The Gemara deals, which mitzvahs did they get in Mora? And toisus asks, so why doesn't the Gemara mention Mila and Shvichas Domim? Toisus says, Mila and Shvichas Domim were given to Bnei Noach. This Gemara in Hori Yisudum et Beis, Netztavu Yisroel b'moro. These mitzvahs were given to Bnei Yisroel before Matan Torah. They were not yet in the full status of individual Judaism, Jewry, but they were already the people of Israel, the chosen people. And that would be my answer to the kasha of the Or Zeruah. This has nothing to do with mitzvah shenitno lebnei noyach v'chazro v'nishno b'sinai. So some great gedolim, starting off with the Or Zeruah, the Mizrochi, the Chasam Sofer quoting Nachlas Yankov, b'mora they only had the mitzvah of learning Torah, learning Hilchos Shabbos. But this is a tame gedolim. It doesn't fit in with the Gemara Shabbos Peizayim because the Mora asks, in B'moran and Stavar Shabbos, what do we do with V'yisum Merafidim? They traveled more than Tchum Shabbos. And the Gemara answers, Ashabas nitztavo, atchumim lo nifkidu. Shabbos, yes, but not chumim. So if we assume all they had was to learn, what's the kasha from the Yisum Erefidim? It also goes against the parsha, Pashtus Aksuvim, and especially Perush Rashi. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives them man, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Erev Shabbos, you will have a double portion, Lechem Mishno, and Shabbos there will be no man. And they didn't heed to what Moshe told them. Sheishes yomam tilkituhu, uvi yom eshi Shabbos, lo yihi yeboi, vayhi bi yom eshvi, yatsu minu am lilkoit veloi matzou. Moshe told them, in Shabbos there will be no man. You're getting a double portion, lecha mishna erev Shabbos. Bi yom eshvi yatsu, veloi matzou. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, V'yomer Hashem al Moshe Admona, Mi'antem lishmoy mitzvoysai v'toyroysai. And Rashi brings, Admosai me'antem loshen rabim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu includes Moshe in the Teichocha. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is angry, Kiviyochel. They came to Moshe Rabbeinu, and Rashi brings that Moshe Rabbeinu forgot to tell them. Vayegidu l'Moshe, Shalu mahayom yomayim, Mikan yesh lilmed shadayin lo higid lehem Moshe Parshas Shabbos shenitztavu loim elehem b'moro. Ad sheshalu al zois, Omer lehem, Hu asher dibar Hashem shenitztavesi loim alochem, V'lakach anoshoi hakosuv she'omer loi ad ono me'antem, So Rashi explains, the Kodesh Baruch Hu Kivyochal is angry with Moshe, why didn't you tell them? I told you already in Moro to tell them about Shabbos. So the man was a later stage after Moro. And the Midrash teaches us, V'yisu medofko v'yachanu ba'olush. There was zeichet to man in Olush. So where did they have the tzivui on Shmiras Shabbos? Was it Moro or Olush? Three sources in Shas that I quoted before, and Rashi in this week's Pasha, B'moro nitztavo ala Shabbos. But Tosis in Shabbos Pizayin says, the very first Shabbos was in Olush, and that was the Shabbos in which they received the man. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Yeshvu ish tachtov. You should keep Shabbos, and that's why Hayoim, Loitim tzu'uhu besoda. In Agoda shel Pesach, one of the central prokim is Dayenu. And in this perek, we give thanks and gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for all the gifts he bestowed upon us. And we say, Ilu hechilonu es aman, v'loi nosen lanu es haShabbos Dayenu. Ilu nosen lanu es haShabbos, v'loi kirvonu lefnei har Sinai Dayenu. So the chronological order in this tefillah is Man, Shabbos, Sinai. But Lachoyre Shabbos should come before the Man. Shabbos was in Moro. And the Man was in Olush. Mayim Amorim in this week's parsha comes before the Man. Seder Oilem Rabosi. I don't know whether you all are familiar with this unbelievable sefer. It is the very first comprehensive history of Bnei Yisrael. So when I will ask many Jews, who was the first Jewish historian? Gretz? Dubnov? No. The great Tana, Reb Yossi ben Chalafta, Miyoyim B'riyas Uoylam, till the generation of Tanoim, Seder Oylam Nabosi, and Amperik Hei, he writes the very first Shabbos the Jews had was in Olush, and he skips Moro. The Gaon, the Vilna Gaon, writes comments on Seder Olim. The Gaon was the only Gadol that wrote Hagois on Kol Torah Shebal Peh without exception. Mishnayis, Shnois Eliyob, Bavli, Yerushalmi, Safra, Safri, Tosefta, even Seder Olim. So the Gaon says, actually, b'moron itztavu al Shabbos. But Moshe forgot to tell them. And therefore, in practicality, the first Shabbos was Olush. The Netziv, in his parash on Mechilta, this week's parasha, the Netziv, explains, similar to the Chasam Sofer and the Mizrahi and the Or Zeruah, Olush, they were commanded to keep Shabbos. Mora was just about learning Hilchas Shabbos. But as I said before, it goes against the Gemara Shabbos V'Zayin and against Rashi and the Psukim in this week's Parsha. And therefore, I think we need different approaches. I said at the beginning of today's Shia, it's not really Halacha L'maisa, but it does have some halachic implication, even though it's not very common. More than 170 years ago, there was a big controversy in Yerushalayim. There was a convert, a gera. Shemal v'loy toval, he was after Mila before Tevila. And it was Shabbos afternoon, and one of the Rabbonim in Yerushalayim was afraid. Suddenly it dawned upon him, and occurred to him, Nochi Shishovas Chayav Misa. So he ran, and he told that gera, you need to do a malocha. Here, take a pencil, take a piece of paper, write a few letters. You should not be doomed. Nochi Shishovas Chayav Misa. And that is what he did. And most of the Gedolim Yerushalayim came out against him, and they said, we never heard that a ger shemar v'loy toval is prohibited from keeping Shabbos. So this question was sent to the Oruch Lanera in Altoona. Shalosh HaTshuvos Binyan Tzion Chelek Alef Siman Tzadik Alef. We find an amazing tshuva. And the Oruch Lanera writes, I think that psak was a mistake. And it is true. We never heard that a ger shemar v'loy toval cannot keep Shabbos. But why? After all, Chazal say, Mor v'lei tovar, ki ilu lomal. He is a goy l'chol dovar. He is not defined as a Jew at all. So how could he keep Shabbos? The Ochanor writes a gewaldig chiddush. And he says, b'moro nitztavu ala Shabbos. And moro was between Mila and Tefila. The entire people were mal v'lo tovar. The basic assumption, the basic approach is what we learn in Yevamos Daf Mem Vav. The details of Geras we learn from Avoseinu Shebemidbor. Avoseinu lo nechnesu lebriselu bemila v'tfila v'artzos domim. Artzos dena means a korban. And that is why a ger, till the end of days, lo nechnes lebriselu bemila v'tfila v'korban. And a krisis daf test, the Gemara asks, so how could we accept Gerim, Liach HaChor, Mishra Mikdash, if they can't bring a Korban? And the Gemara answers, because in the Parsha of Geras, the Pasuk says, L'doirei Seichem, throughout the ages, throughout the generations. And it is from this Pasuk that we learn that forever we could be Makabal Gerim, even though it will not be within our power to bring Karbonis. So Mila and Tvila are Ma'akev, and Karbonis are not Ma'akev. So argues the Binyan Tzion, Mila was in Eretz Mitzrayim before Korban Pesach. Tefila was before Har Sinai. So Moro was the interim stage, and that is when it's Tavol Shabbos. And therefore, Ger Shemar V'lei Tovel is entitled to keep Shabbos. Maybe he is even chayev to keep Shabbos. But that is a doubt for the Oruch Lener in Sefer Binyan Tzion. The Ochener has a partner to this Chiddush, and that is the Avnei Nezer. Yoredeya Semen Shin Nun Aleph. The Avnei Nezer had somewhat of a split personality, and I say this with a touch of humor, not Chas V'Sholem in any negative way. He was one of the greatest Gedolim of his time. An unbelievable Lamdan. He transformed the entire Derech HaLimud in Poland. And he was also a Rebbe and the leader of a Hasidic Shechotzer, Sochachov. And in his tshuvas, he quotes the Zohar a lot. And he writes the same Chiddush as the Oruch Lener. But to the Avnei Nezer, it's not just permissible and maybe obligatory. The Avnei Nezer says, Ger Shemol V'leitov Al Chayev B'Shmiyas HaShabbos, Shari B'moro Nitztavu Al HaShabbos. And he quotes the Zohar. The Zohar says, Somach Lamila, they were commanded to keep Shabbos in Moro. However, the Avnei Nezer is aware, and he says, this is a chiddush that goes against all the poiskim and all the rishonim, because nowhere do we find Gershom Moro v'leitoval is chayiv in Shabbos. And it's also unreasonable, because einoy ger. But maybe if the rishonim would see the Zoya, they would change their opinion. So the Avnei Nezer is indecisive at the end of the tshuva. Is he chayiv b'Shabbos or not? The Avnei Nezer does not deal with the question that was in Yerushalayim. He just writes halacha v'lola ma'isa. What is clear from the Binyan Siena and the Avnei Nezer that their interpretation, the Moran et Stavar Shabbos, is Shmiras Shabbos Mamish. Because otherwise, what does it have to do with Gershom Moro v'leitoval agabi Shmir Shabbos? Moran et Stavar Lilmoid avelo lekayim. I disagree with the entire approach of the Binyan Siena and the Avnei Nezer. And my feeling is yes. We do learn from Avoseinu B'Midbar what the process of Geiras is. What is demanded from a Ger? What are the fundamentals of Geiras? Mila, Tfila, Vartzos, Domim. But let me make this clear. What happened in the Midbar and in Har Sinai is not Hilchas Geiras Mamish. A Ger must take upon himself all mitzvahs. They did so in a collective fashion. But what would happen if an individual would say, no, I don't like the idea. I prefer being a ben noach. What? Then he wouldn't be included in the Jewish people? We learn Geiras from Har Sinai, but Har Sinai was different. It was unique. It was only once in history, L'shov Eloi L'doiris, that an entire nation was Mesgaya. And that is in essence different than individuals. So I do not
call Halashon.
Think we could learn halachas from Mamed Har Sinai. But Moro Nitztavo al Shabbos, that was unique, that was special. It doesn't fit into the context of halacha. And we cannot learn from here the Gersha Malva Leitova Ledoiris Oilam Chayev Bishmiras Shabbos. And that is clear to me. It is clear to the Avnei Nezer as well when he says, nowhere do we find in Poiskim or in Shas or anywhere the Gersha Malva Leitova Chayev. I'm just explaining why. And to me, we cannot learn this halacha from Mamed Har Sinai. So let's get back to Moro. When exactly was the first Shabbos? Maybe Moro, maybe Olush, when they were commanded, Yeshvo Ichtachtov, you shouldn't go out and you shouldn't try to collect the man because you won't have man on Shabbos. So some Gedolim say it wasn't Etzivui L'Shmir Shabbos, but merely learning the halachas. I said before that goes against the Gemara Shabbos Pesayin and against Rashi and against Pshuto Shel Mikra in this week's Parsha. Some Gedolim said, no, Moro is a Chiyuv of Shmir Shabbos, but not in its entirety. Ponim Yofis, the great Haflo, Sifrei Al HaTorah. Ponim Yofis says, they had a mitzvah to keep Shabbos in general, but not the details, and we don't know. Ein Bechlal Ela Masha Beprat. What is there in Shmiras Shabbos besides the details, besides the Lametes Malachas? Which brings us back to the question which we started today's shiur, but they didn't have the Mishkan yet. So what would the Ponim Yofis mean, Klal Veloy Protim? Well, we could argue he means the Ramban. Very famous Ramban Parshas Yisro, and the Ritva Rosh Hashanah Lamed Beis quotes it in the name of the Ramban. A gem that we received from the Ramban, Margolius Toivish Biodeno, Mebeis Medrosh, Mitrosh, Shalabeno, Ramban. So the Ramban says, Shmir Shabbos is an asay, mitzvah asay shabosan, and a lav, los asa kol malocha. The lav refers to lametes malochas. The asay refers to the most practical and simpler interpretation of shavisa, rest. HaTorach v'ha'omol nesru ba'asei, ha'malochas nesru ba'lo ta'asa, according to the Ramban. you want to switch around the furniture in your house and you leave it for Shabbos because all week you're busy on your job. So Shabbos, a person davens with the nates in the morning, tefillas v'sikin, and then he rolls up his sleeves and he schleps tables and chairs and couches and cupboards. And he's working hard, but he didn't do any malach. He didn't build, he didn't take apart. According to the Ramban, bitul mitzvah seisha Shabbos, and this needs to be a rest day. So we could offer this explanation to the Panim Yavas, but it doesn't seem likely. What are you gaining by saying they only had some of Shabbos, but not the entire Shabbos? What are you gaining? The Kli Chemda says something similar to the Panim Yavas, and he quotes the Tzafnas Paneach. To me, it's either everything or nothing. So some Achronim say it's only learning Hilchas Shabbos. But I said that goes against the Gemara. L'choira, why wouldn't we say Shabbos in its entirety? The Gemara in Shabbos Pei Zayin says, As Shabbos ifkedu, at Tchumen lo ifkedu. So Tchumen is set apart, but Shabbos in its entirety. So how do they know which are the malachas? But that is a question relevant not only to Moro, not only to Olush, even to Har Sinai. So what I explained to my beautiful granddaughter is twice in Shas, at the end of Kedushin and Yom HaChof Ches, Ki Yom Avraham Avinu Kol HaTorah Kula Ad Shelo Hininu. Afilu Erev Tavshilin. So how did he know what are Lametes Malachas? Obviously Ruach HaKodesh. Moshe Rabbeinu knew what are the Lametes Malachas because HaKodesh Baruch Hu taught him Kol HaTorah Kula. Yes. The source, the reasoning, the rationale, how do we determine what are those malachas, are the Mishkan. But Avraham Avinu knew what they are, and definitely Moshe Rabbeinu knew what they are. So it'll take some time. Klal Yisrael will realize, where are these malachas derived from? From where do they come, and what are they based? That'll take time till they learn about the Akomis of Mishkan. But Moshe Rabbeinu, Mepia Gevura, already taught them by Mamid Har Sinai, maybe by Olush, and maybe even by Mora, what are those Lametes Malachas? That would be Pashtus. And this brings me to a Gevaldig Chiddush of the Pnei Yeshua and Shabbos Mem Vav. Pnei Yeshua says a great Chiddush, and he retracts Toich Kadei Dibur. And rightfully so. But it still is interesting what the havamin of the Pnei Yeshua was. So the Pnei Yeshua wants to argue, Malocha she'ein tzricha l'gufa l'Reb Shimon, poto machatas, poto mamakes v'mises beizdin, but it's an issa d'uraisa. Why would that be? Because maleches, machsheves, is associated with the Mishkan. But nistavo l'shabes b'mora. And b'mora, there still was no din of maleches masheves. And mora, there also was no chatas and koras and mises beisdin. So the Pnei Yeshua argues, maleches masheves, that patas malochas she'en tzricha l'gufa is just from the chatas, but it's an issa d'uraisa because of mora. But then the Pnei Yeshua quotes a raya from a gemara meforeshes that malochas she'en tzricha l'gufa is not an issa d'uraisa, so he retracts. But what about his argument? And I wonder about the haven of the Pnei Yeshua, because I made this clear many times when I teach Hilchas Shabbos. Maleches Machsheves not only patters Malocha Shein Tzricha L'Gufa, it is the fundamental definition of all Malochas Shabbos. And almost all the halachas of Shabbos that are Men HaTorah are based on Maleches Machsheves. So if we would accept the reasoning of the Pnei Yeshua in his Havi Amina, the same would need to apply to Kalachayad, to Makalkal, to Malacha Sheinim Eskeyemis, because all these are potter, because they're not Maleches Machsheves. And I wrote about this at great length, Minchas Oshal Masechet Shabbos, which is now in print, a reprint, Minchas Oshal Parshas Vayakel, Chumash Shemois. And there are tens of sugyas, Gemoz Meforoshes, Mekalkal, Malocha Sheinim Eskeyemes, Kalachayad, Aronios and Medarabonon. So this rejects the idea of the Pnei Yeshua, and it brings me back once again to say, no, Yes, it'll take time. Malachas Machsheves b'mishkan hi dechasiv. But Moshe Rabbeinu already knew all the details of Hilchos Shabbos. And it is those details that he taught B'nai Yisrael b'Ma'amad Har Sinai and in Olush and even in Moro. So up to this very point, I offer two different approaches and interpretations regarding the Moro Nitzavu al Shabbos. One, expressed by many Gedolim, not the Chiyuv Halacha L'Mayis of keeping Shabbos, of observing Shabbos, but rather, Shi'is Asku Behem, learn. And as I said, it goes against the Gemara, against Pshuto Shel Mikra, against Rashi. The other would be full-fledged Shabbos, Al Kol Pruteo V'Digdukeo. But the Ramban is a compromise, and the Ramban, as always, Rosh HaMedavrim B'Kol Mokoyim, whatever he says is a gem. The Ramban of this week's Pasha, Ramban al HaTorah, quoting Rashi, Mitzvahs Pasha Shi'is Asku Behen. So the Ramban writes, explaining Rashi, Kodesh Baruch Hu gave him Pasha Shi'is Asku Behen, not as a Chiyuv Gomer, but like Avrohom Uvinu, Lahargilim B'mitzvahs, and that is what the pasuk means. Sham sam loychoyko mishpat v'sham nisohu. Nisohu means an assayin. He put them to test. Will they be mekabel the Torah b'simcha v'betuv leivav? Yesh la'ayin bekavonas haRamban. Does the Ramban mean the same as the Mizrahi, Nachlas Yankov, Chasam Sofer? Cannot be, because then we would have those unbelievable and powerful kashas on the Ramban, and that's not acceptable. When analyzing the Ramban, it is clear to me that Ramban is a new approach, and the Ramban says, Kodesh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, teach them Shabbos, tell them about Shabbos, and I wish to see, will they take upon themselves Shemitah Shabbos out of their free will? Or will they say, no, this is too hard, and it will need to wait till I impose Shabbos on them in Ma'amad Har Sinai? Put them to test. Tell them about Shabbos. Encourage them to value Shabbos, to cherish Shabbos, to take it upon themselves before I give them a command. Like Avraham Avinu. And that is why the Ramban quotes Avraham Avinu. And he also writes, Lahargileim b'mitzvahs. If it's just learning, that is not Lahargileim b'mitzvahs. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, tell them about Shabbos. Teach them about Shabbos. Because when time comes and they will need to keep Shabbos, I want them to be in it, to be into it. I want them to already have the feel of Kedushas HaShabbos. Like Avraham Avinu Shekiyam Kol HaTorah Kula Ad Shelo Nitno. At least Shabbos they should keep. Largilim b'mitzvahs. Ule nasoy somim yekablu es a Shabbos b'simcha v'betuv leivav. That's an amazing chiddush. And it's beautiful. It fits into Rashi, Shi'is Asku Bohem. And it also was miyashiv, the kash of the Gemara v'yisu merafidim. Because it is totally impossible, beyond unreasonable, impossible, that Moshe Rabbeinu or the entire people didn't care for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will, and they all traveled. V'yisu merafidim. That is impossible. And it also explains why HaKadosh Baruch Hu kivyochol is angry with Moshe. Why didn't you tell them in Moro? Why did you wait till Olush? Why did you wait now? I wanted to see them observing Shabbos. I wanted to see them taking upon themselves Shabbos b'simcha v'betuv leivav. That's pshat in the Ramban. So now, looking back, that would be my interpretation of the Or Zaruah as well that I quoted in the beginning of this year. So the Or Zaruah asked, if b'mora nitzavu al Shabbos, then it's mitzvah shenitzavu b'nei noach v'nishnasu b'sinai, why aren't goyim mechuyev in shmiyas Shabbos? I offered my interpretation, and that is different, and I think, to me, it seems Torah Zemes. But I want to explain what the Or Zaruah says, and I think the Or Zaruah fits in beautifully with the Ramban. So the Ozer says, in Moro, it wasn't a command. So it's not a mitzvah shenitztavu b'nei noach v'nishnasu b'sinai. In Moro, it was a recommendation. It was a suggestion. And not a chiyuv. And therefore, it has nothing to do with the Gemara and Sanhedrin Nun Tes, mitzvah shenitztavu b'nei noach v'chazro v'nishnu b'sinai. So what does he mean, l'simona ba'alma? I don't know. This definition is somewhat perplexing, but I still would suggest Samona Ba'alma means just teach them, let them know, and let them cherish Shabbos, and I want to see, will they take Shabbos upon themselves, b'simcha v'betuv levav. So I find this a fascinating sugya. We started today's shiur with a posuk, Sham sam lechiko mishvat v'sham nisou. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, V'hoyu im shemoya tishma l'shem alkecho. V'yosha be'enov ta'ase ve'ezanto le'mitzvoisov v'shomarto kol chukov. Kol ha'machalo ha'shesamti be'mitzrayim lo yosem olecho ki ani Hashem roifecho. And this pasuk seems to be so relevant to our life today in Israel and in the entire Jewish world. We are still in the midst of this terrible pandemic. Maybe even at the height of this terrible pandemic. At least in Eretz Yisrael, we are at the worst stage. It's almost a year since COVID-19 burst upon the world stage. And many times in the past year, we thought it's over. Again and again, I said, I do not think it's over. It isn't over yet. We still need to be careful. And now it's just heart-wrenching and it's so painful. Now that we are already having these vaccinations, especially in Israel, millions of people are vaccinated. 500,000 people already got the second dose. And on the other hand, more people are dying than ever before. And it's tragic. It didn't need to be. It could have been prevented, at least to a certain extent. So on one hand, we're vaccinating. The vaccine seems to be very effective. It is too early to tell with all these different mutations. And therefore, I think even those that already got the second dose, like me, still need to be very cautious. But it is tragic that more people are infected than ever before, and many more are dying, and young people this time around. My mother got COVID this week, and she is ill, to my dismay. Obviously, she got the disease a few days before she got the second dose of the vaccine, and we weren't aware because she developed slight symptoms, which I wasn't aware of. She's doing relatively fine, and the doctors say probably because she was already vaccinated. But she needs rachamei shemayim, because at age 92, with many underlying medical issues, she is extremely feeble and in a very precarious condition. So I do ask all my precious Talmidim and all those that learn my Torah, say a few prokom of Tehillim for her. She's an unbelievable woman. Fradel Bas Leia, Shekodesh Baruch Yishlach Lafu Shleim Emen Hashemayim. So on one hand, there is so much hope. 500,000 people already got the second dose. On the other hand, this is so painful. So many people are dying, young and old. And it doesn't really make a difference between young and old, because we're Mechal Shabbos for Chai Isho. We're Mechal Shabbos and we eat Yom Kippur for 1 minute of life. And life is not measured necessarily by years or by months. So we need to hope and daven. Kol ha-machalo asher samti b'mitzrayim lo yosem olecho, ki ani Hashem roifecho. There's a vort of the Goyen. Maybe it's a vertel, maybe it's a vort. B'leila Seder, we enumerate how many makas did HaKadosh Baruch Hu bring on the Egyptians. In Mitzrayim, Alayam, 10, 20, 30, 50, 100, 150, seems to be almost like competition. How many makas could we find? What's the point? So it's said in the name of the Goyim, because the Kodesh Baruch Hu promises, Kol ha-machla shasanti b'mitzrayim lo yosim olecho, so the more the better. The more torture and pain and suffering and disease and illness they had, we will be salvaged from. And therefore, Kol ha-machla shasanti b'mitzrayim lo yosim olecho. But what are the conditions? What does the Kodesh Baruch Hu demand? Im shemoya tishma l'koy l'shem alokecho. Vayosha ben avtasa. Ve'ezanto l'mitzvoysa. Ve'shemartu kol chukov. It is then. Kol ha-machla shesamti b'mitzrayim l'yosem alecho. So for the past year, almost every time I spoke about the pandemic, on one hand, I plead and begged and cried and shouted at the top of my lungs, be careful, follow the rules, vaccinate. But on the other hand, every time, I also said, let us not forget about Hashgacha Protos. Im Hashem lo yivne b'yeshav amru b'yinev b'yim Hashem lo yishmo yeshav shekat shoyma. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is roifei chol boso umafli la'asois. He is the Roifei Cholem. Mochatzti va'ani erpo. And therefore, besides wearing masks and social distancing and vaccinating, we need to daven, we need to learn, we need to be better. For the past year, since Chodesh Adar, in my shul, every morning, the entire congregation says three Pirkei Tehillim. Chof Mem Aleph Kuf Lamed. Three short prokim. But these three prokim have special significance b'shas tzora and dealing with illness. It's not much, it's not enough. But Chazal teaches echod amarbe ve'echod amamet u'belvad shi'echaven liboy l'shomayim. We need to daven. And we need to be better. And it is then that we will yizaychot u'racham ishamayim. Kol ha-machalo shesamti b'mitzrayim lo yosem alecho ki ani Hashem roifecho. Roifecho with a pei refuyo. But when the Torah deals with doctors administering medicine, the Pasuk says, v'rapo yirapei with a pei degusho. Rabbeinu Bachya explains, when people heal, when doctors heal, it usually involves pain and suffering. Whether it's surgery, radiation, chemotherapy, drugs, medicines, most medical procedures are involved with some suffering. But when a Kodesh Baruch Hu sends refuas min Hashemayim, it is with a pei refuyo. It is without pain and suffering. V'rapo yirape mekan shenitnu reshus l'roifo l'rapo iski ani Hashem roifecho. Especially when a Kodesh Baruch Hu prevents illness. So let us try to be better, learn more Torah, daven more and daven better. Let us give a helping hand one to another and daven and hope. Kol ha-machalo asher samti b'mitzrayim lo yosem olecho ki ani Hashem roifecho. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should send refuas and yeshuas, and we should zeicha to be as Mashiach Tzidkenu, b'mehero v'yomeinu, amen.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.